All right. Good afternoon, everyone. We will wait until numbers stabilize in here. We'll give everyone a quick overview of how this is going to go, and then we'll get rolling. And you are correct, Takata. I am not Asher. But at least my mic works, so I've got that going for me. I am quite well today, Dark Kilth. Thanks for asking. All right, looks pretty stable. So here's how this is going to work. And we're going to do our best to make it not an absolute shit show. First, if I can ask that everybody, and we tend to do this during move ops, it can be helpful. It can cause issues. So please no webbing anything on either side of the gate. Another very important point of order, make sure that you are in a fleet of some kind. We're going to have fleets up in different op channels. You'll be able to ask questions in fleet chat. They will be answered on voice. But make sure that you are in a fleet so that you can't get invited to another fleet. The focus for today's move is getting to the Keepstar on the other side of the gate. There will be plenty of time to get to UALX afterwards. It's a Keepstar chain the whole way, super easy. So just today, focus on getting your stuff to the other side of the gate, your friend's stuff to the other side of the gate, your mom's stuff to the other side of the gate, your corpse stuff to the other side of the gate, everything into Fort Echo. And after this, after you get into Fort Echo, later on, you can get to UALX on your own. So the first hour, at least, we'll kind of see how stuff goes. But so the first hour, we're going to be doing Rorquals and freighters only. So if I can ask, I see a lot of you right now, if I can get every cap in Fort Echo, I really need you to dock up for now. We will have subcap and cap fleets pinged out as well to help cover. We will be going back and forth is absolutely fine and expected. So, do that freely. We will call out on comms a like go, no go, red light, green light. You can see we just had Hick bubbles go up on the undock. This is us. You don't need to worry about, FC, somebody's bubbling the undock. That's a good thing. We're planning on it. This is our traffic light. So if there's too much stuff gating, if something's tackled that we need to deal with, we're going to do this to prevent more stuff from warping in. Another point on that, if you are multi-boxing a bunch of freighters, you have your own fleet, whatever, please do them one at a time and get them through. We do have the nodes reinforced. We're about to crack 4,000 people in 49 TAC, and here comes the tie-dye. So, you're going to have slow loads. You're going to have traffic control. You might have clients crash. That's okay. Just put a ship through, get it in warp on the other side, do another one, repeat. I am going over my list of things, and I think that is basically it. So again, make sure everything in 49 is docked. All the caps, please. We will, in an hour or two, have another opportunity to jump in here. There is a fleet up on Heidi ZXC that has a anchored beacon that still works under the jammer. So if you need to get into 49, you can do that. And unless anybody speaks up to tell me I forgot something, we're going to let some pings fly and we're going to get rolling. Again, please make sure we get those caps docked in 49, please. Thank you. Oh, that is a very good point, Fuke. If you have multiple ships, not that you need to make multiple trips with the same ship, it is a very good idea to set your death clone in the 49 TAC Keepstar so that you can just self-destruct yourself back from Fort Echo instead of gating back and forth. And yeah, kids killing each other in the background. Better them than you. Cool. Yeah, so we'll get some pings flying, and we will start going here in a minute. Yeah, like, orcas can go with as well. You know, make sure you help with the cover fleets. We need help covering so that everybody can get through. And at some point, if you're waiting on something, it's a great time to vote for CSM if you haven't already. And last but certainly not least, let's fucking go, boys.